South Carolina bans biological males from women's sports. By Paul Bois on May 17, 2022. South Carolina joined the chorus of states that have banned biological males from competing in women's sports. Another hit against radical transgender ideology. One of 43 acts signed by Republican Governor Henry McMaster on Monday. The bill effectively allows students in the state to play sports on teams corresponding with the gender listed on their birth certificate. McMaster had previously signaled his willingness to sign the piece of legislation. "I think the girls ought to play girls and the boys ought to play boys. That's the way we've always done it," he said earlier this month. Asked if he meant biological boys, the governor responded, "Are there any other kind?" Transgender upend swimmer Lee Thomas, Catherine Riley / Getty Images. Henry McMaster previously signaled his support when he criticized the NCAA for barring states that protect women's sports from hosting championships. "I think the NCAA ought to mind their own business," McMaster said. "If they want to pass laws, they need to run for office." Opponents of the bill denounced the new law as a cruel act of bigotry against LGBTQ students. "Transgender youth are not a threat to fairness in sports. And this law now needlessly stigmatizes young people who are simply trying to navigate their adolescence, make friends, and build skills like teamwork and leadership, winning and losing," said activist Ivy Hill. The bill passed the South Carolina House in April before it was voted on by the state Senate. South Carolina Democrats naturally opposed the bill, saying Republicans were unfairly picking on transgender kids. "Leave these transgender kids alone. There are less than 1% of them," said Democrat State Representative Crystal Matthews. Likewise, the LGBTQ activist organization Human Rights Campaign, HRC, condemned the bill passing the South Carolina House. Although the bill is titled Save Women's Sports Act, the South Carolina House has done everything except create an equal footing for women in sports, the group said in a statement. AP photo / Pat Eaton Robb. "If this was about upholding equality for women, why did the House vote down an amendment that would guarantee equal funding of men's and women's sports in South Carolina? That's in addition to rejecting an amendment that would require women's sports to have the same number of assistant coaches and amenities as men's teams," it added. In early February, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem signed a bill restricting biological males from competing in women's sports up through college. Speaking with Fox News, she said the law is about leveling the playing field. "It is true that your girls will have a level playing field," she said. "They will get the chance to compete only against other biological females, as reflected on their birth certificate, because we want them to have a chance to be successful." In March, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, R., signed a bill that will require athletes to compete on school, college, and university sports teams corresponding to their biological sex, which was followed by Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, R., signing a similar bill into law.